Hello and welcome to a Car Sim and Race Driver News Flash Special. That's right, if you've been looking at the news this morning, you may have seen the headline that Sebastian Vettel is to leave Ferrari at the end of the 2020 season. Now, we'll be going into more detail on Thursday night on our Car Sim and Race Driver show, which is normally at 9 o'clock, that's UK time, with Andrew Marr and myself. But as it's just breaking news, I thought I would go over some of the details with you that I've been reading from Autosport. So let's go into that. So Ferrari have formally announced that Sebastian Vettel will leave the team at the end of the 2020 Formula One season, and he's called it a joint decision. Sources had indicated yesterday that Vettel was set to leave Ferrari at the end of the year after a breakdown in negotiations over a new contract. So the existing three-year deal expires at the end of this year, but after months of talks over a fresh contract without a breakthrough, the decision was taken to part company. And then Ferrari confirmed that on Tuesday, that's this morning. It was not seemingly an easy decision to reach, given Sebastian's worth as a driver and as a person, and there was no specific reason that led to the decision, apart from the common and amicable belief that the time had come to go our separate ways in order to reach our respective objectives. And Vettel is understood to have been offered a short-term contract at a reduced salary compared to his previous deals, but stressed in his announcement that financial considerations played no part in the decision. Well, I wonder. I mean, if you're on, you know, multi-million pounds contract and things, you know, 10, 15, 20 million a year plus, and all of a sudden they reduce it to about 5 or 6 million, or certainly a lot less, I think that's going to have some impact on what's been happening, what if you're going to stay with Ferrari. But the real question is where does he go? And what will he do from here? And also, who will take his seat? There have been rumours that both Carlos Sainz at McLaren and, of course, Daniel Ricciardo at Renault are the two kind of most popular drivers to take that seat from Vettel. And I think both of them are very, very deservedly, you know, would deserve that seat without a doubt. I have to say, if I was to side with anyone, it would probably be with Ricciardo, because I think he's done incredibly well in the top teams when he's been up there. And I think his move to Renault is limited. And I was reading this just yesterday, that he was looking to try and obviously improve his Formula One career to get into a top team. So if it's possible that Ferrari might take him, then that would be, I think for the fans and for Formula One, a very good move indeed. So what do you think? Let us know in the comments. Send us an email at info@hughhattrick.com. And remember to hit that subscribe button to the Car Sim and Race Driver Show for lots of banter, for commentary on the Formula One virtual races, and for much, much more. It's the Car Sim and Race Driver Show News Flash Special. Speak to you soon. Bye just now.